Arizona, Saturday, good morning. We are generally a very lighthearted show, political free, always uplifting. And I've got to stray just a little bit off of that, but it's for a very good cause. We need to cover our Sanderson Ford staycation, but I'm really not going to go into that with all the talk about the Grand Canyon we did, all the talk about in the 7 o'clock hour with Arizona Travel. We've covered staycation options enough. What I want to cover is Sanderson Ford is the sponsor of that, and they helped us bring it to you, the Arizona homeowners, and we've lost the owner, Sue Kimmerly. Dave's wife passed away last week. Her service was earlier this week, and it was just great to see all the people that were there. And you know, it was a small percent of the people that wanted to be there or that knew him or that had been touched through the Sanderson Ford family. Just a overabundance of generosity that they lived through. And Matt, when he got up and said, you know, she lives on through us, and their six kids and their entire family, just the giving will continue, that her legacy is set forth. And they read Proverbs 31, just talking about what kind of woman Sue was, and I don't think it could have been put any better than that. It was a great service, and thank you, Sue, for all that you did for Arizona's community through the years, and we will appreciate the memories.
Dave and Sue have been longtime supporters of all industry in this valley. They promote a lot of things, but Dave actually came down to the fair several years ago, sponsored a llama division and started that. They have always been buyers at these auctions that we talk about, and they're just a family that loves to give and give back. Obviously, they're very blessed, and they share those blessings statewide with a lot of different folks. And Sue's going to be missed, and I actually talked to Dave Saturday morning, and it's a difficult time, but I think the legacy will obviously continue that family has, and supporting community and outreach. They continue to support community, it's a sad time for the Kimmerly family, without a doubt.
It is. So if all they've asked for is, if you want to do anything, just make a donation to one of their nonprofits. They're big partners with SARC, Phoenix Children's Hospital. They do a lot with. The list goes on. They've got an annual Christmas drive they do. There's their church in Phoenix you can donate to. So just the family doesn't ask for anything, but if you would like to make a donation in her memory, anyone at Sanderson Ford can direct you to one of their local nonprofits. Let's go to Sue Ann, who's called in and wants to doing a little faucet shopping this morning. Sue Ann, go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I should have paid more attention. I know I've heard you talk about the box store faucets are not as good as the plumbers, what they can get. And I don't know where I could go to get the better faucet, but we need to get our kitchen sink back.
Okay. Well, let me ask, where are you? Give me some crossroads.
19th Avenue and Thomas.
19th Avenue and Thomas. The closest to you, there's a couple locations, and I don't – this is a different – not a strange weekend, but around Easter when you've got a lot of businesses that take Saturday off. Some of them take
–
or Friday off for Good Friday. And I don't know if they reopen for Saturday or not. But Sand Plumbing Supply –
okay.
Is a great place to go. And there's one at 24th Street and Indian School. There's another one that's a little up on I-17 at 27th Avenue. And that is 27th. What road is that? Looks like about my computer's... Anyway, look up Sand Plumbing Supply.
Sand Plumbing Supply.
S-A-N. They're a great resource. And what the difference that you see there is, at the end of the serial number, you'll see a B for brass. A lot of the discount locations, that you will see a P for plastic. Exact same product, exact same manufacturer, but it's got plastic interior as opposed to brass, and the brass will last a lot longer for you. Yeah, so
looking in this faucet, I think it was plastic.
Yeah, and there's a couple other ones. Arizona Central Arizona Plumbing Supply. There's two plumbing showrooms right around the Town and Country area. Phoenix, Clyde's Hardware, and the other one escapes me, but they actually face, I think it's 16th Street or 18th Street. It's been a long time since I've been down there, but those are two great locally owned hardware plumbing showrooms that you can go through. All great locations, and if you're going to get a sink, I am a huge fan of the sprayers. You know, the old school ones that they've got the individual sprayer, you pull out and spray in your sink. When they invented it so you could actually pull the head of the faucet and they combined it two in one and you can rinse out, that was the best invention in plumbing since they invented the pipe, in my opinion, for the kitchen sink area. So there's a good option for you in a couple good locations. We appreciate the call. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.